Ask an American who is the most famous architect in their country's history, and this man's name is probably at the top of the list. However, many can't tell you much about the man's life or his home. We go to his farm, a place where he designed many of the buildings we know him for today, on this edition of The American Countryside.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. Kieran Murphy says much of Frank Lloyd Wright's early years were spent here on his mother's family farm in southwestern Wisconsin.
He was away from Wisconsin for over 20 years, but when he was a teenager, he went to high school in Madison, quit high school, as far as we know, went to Chicago to become an architect, and by the time he's around 25 or 26 years old, he established his own architecture practice.
He set up his practice in the Chicago suburb of Oak Park and became known for his prairie-style architecture.
He began, we think, to become dissatisfied as he approached middle age, and he left Oak Park abruptly in 1909 with the wife of one of his clients.
The two went to Europe for a year while attempting to get divorces from both of their current spouses.
He started wondering what he was going to do, and he wrote later that he looked back to this valley in southwestern Wisconsin, he said, as his grandfather had looked to America as a hope and a haven.
He began his home called Taliesin in 1911. It was more than a place to live.
When he originally starts Taliesin, he wanted to be completely self-sufficient out here. So he designed his house so that it included a place to live and a place to work and a place to farm.
Today, the home, farm, and grounds are open to the public, including the drawing room, where the famous architect designed many of his famous buildings. Traveling the countryside in Spring Green, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCrae.